gives you all the news you need to start your day. It's the Morning Report with Scott Jennings. Weekday mornings at 7:30 on 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
Currently 75 degrees. Good mornings. It is Thursday, August 23rd, 2007. I'm Chris Oakes. Our complete coverage of the 2007 summer flood continues on your news authority, 1330 WFIN. This morning, things are slowly beginning to improve in Findlay and Hancock County, but much work remains to be done. We will have important information on disaster recovery to keep you and your family safe this morning. Doug Peters, Greater Findlay, Inc., will talk about what happens next for downtown businesses devastated by the summer flood. On the lighter side, we'll talk a little football. This is opening weekend of the high school football season. And speaking of back to school, beyond crayons and glue sticks, we have some back to school essentials for college-bound students. Keep you up to date this morning. It all begins next.
The Arts Partnership of Greater Hancock County.
WFIN. I'm Chris Oakes. Very good morning to you. As we mentioned, things are slowly beginning to improve. The Blanchard River has crested and the waters are beginning to recede, albeit slowly. Things very, very serious still, and many, many roads still closed and city streets closed due to high water. Once again, we remind you, even though things are beginning to improve, do not drive around those barricades where the high water is indicated. You don't know how high it is, and we don't want to get anybody into any more trouble than we already have. We do have a number of delays and cancellations, obviously, because of the weather. Let's go through the entire list. Service of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. It is a bit more manageable this morning, so I think we'll be able to get all of this information to you. Blanchard Valley Industries closed today. Cary is closed. Cary School's closed. The first day of school will now be Friday. Tomorrow, new student orientation will be today at 5:30, according to the current schedule. And the Meet the Team night will be at 6:30 this evening at the gym. That all at Cary. Heritage Christian School is on a two-hour delay. Mohawk, a two-hour delay. Pandora Gilboa is closed. Riverdale on a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky, a two-hour delay. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed. Christian Cuddle Care closed. Home Base Daycare is closed. Something Special Learning Center, both locations closed. The YMCA Child Development Center is closed. Brown Mackey College will be closed until the Level 3 emergency is lifted. Other cancellations and closings. Advanced Surgical office is closed. Business and Professional Women's meeting is canceled for this evening. Blanchard Valley Medical Associates will be closed until noon. For those patients with afternoon appointments, they will open at noon. Cary Curbside Recycling has been canceled for the week. Cary Senior Depot cards have been canceled. Cauldron Crates, the funeral for Robert Aldrich, has been rescheduled for 10 a.m. on Friday. Commercial Savings Bank locations at Lincoln Street and in Cary are both closed. Donnell football practice is canceled. The FABS summer care program at Wilson Vance canceled today. The Findlay Downtown YMCA closed until further notice. Findlay Optimist Club fundraiser is canceled. The Findlay School maintenance, ground, and custodians will need to report to the high school cafeteria at 7 this morning. All other employees stay home unless you are contacted. The Flag City chapter of BNI will not be meeting today, so make note of that. Jazzercise at the Anchor Center is closed for the week. Press Paperboard, first shift canceled. Marathon offices in Findlay are closed again today. Maryland's Lifelong Education Center is closed. New Beginnings Luncheon is canceled. Open Arms, all services canceled. Our Lady Bingo in Cary is canceled. Pandora Gilboa School kindergarten testing will be rescheduled. As we mentioned before, Pandora Gilboa is closed for the day. Let's see, the United Way kickoff block party has been canceled. Their event will be rescheduled. Findlay Post Office, all employees should report to work today. So make note of that. The Community Action Commission office is closed. Hats Transportation has been canceled for today. No Hats Transportation today. Findlay High School band camp has been delayed until further notice. Lifestyles for Ladies will be closed until noon. The Family Resource Centers are closed. United Way Board of Trustees meeting is canceled. Employee Benefit Consultants will be closed until 10 a.m. Pathways Counseling Center in Ottawa closed. And the West Ohio Food Bank CSFP food boxes pickup at the Family Center has been canceled and rescheduled for Friday, August 31st, so next Friday, still at the Family Center at the same time as the original event was scheduled. That is the complete list as we have it, a service of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. We will continue to bring you the very latest information as we get it here at our studios. It's going to be another long day today, but you can count on 1330 WFIN to keep you up to date with the very latest information throughout the morning. As we mentioned a little bit later on this morning, we will talk with Barb Brahm, the OSU Extension Office. She has some very important information now that the cleanup can begin to begin. Things that you will need to know to stay safe and protect yourself and your family as we begin the long process of cleaning up after the floods. So that is coming up. Doug Peters will join us a little bit later on this morning. We'll talk about what happens next for Findlay businesses downtown, especially that have been devastated by this flood. But it certainly is by no means limited to just downtown. That obviously is where all of the attention is, or most of the attention is, due to the sheer volume of water in the downtown area. But this event, the summer flood of 2007, affecting much more than just downtown business. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We will also have a little bit on the lighter side. I think we need a little diversion at this point. And so we'll talk a little high school football, among other things. Chris Miller is standing by in the sports office. And Chris, I talked with Superintendent Dr. Dean Whitwer of the Findlay City Schools yesterday afternoon. He told me at that point that the football game for tonight, they're going to try and still get that in at Bowling Green.
Yeah, and as of this morning, that's still the case.
So if that changes, we'll let you know. But as of right now, that is still on, and we will be there to bring it to you live tonight, Findlay and St. John's. We'll get to that and the rest of the day's sports now at 6:16. Here is Chris Miller. Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you. And in 1330 WFIN Sports, with a broken leg. And I'm Chris Miller, WFIN Sports.
What in the world did they put in the water? They're the Texas Rangers dugout.
And all those runs were earned. The eighth and ninth hitters both had seven RBIs apiece. It was just crazy, and it was in Baltimore.
And from what I understand, the Rangers in that game did all of their damage in a combined four innings.
Yeah, I had that somewhere written down.
But, five out of the nine innings, they didn't score. I mean, they...
And it came on the day the Orioles extended their manager Tremblay's contract, so he'll be the... He's not the interim manager anymore.
And then they turned around and won the second.
Yeah, they were down 7-6 late and won 9-7.
If you're the Baltimore Orioles, how can you even get motivated to come out of the dugout for the second game?
I heard that the
30-3
Baltimore Ravens hadn't given up 30 in like two or three seasons, but the Orioles did it in one game.
Oh man, if I was playing for the Orioles, I'd just throw in the towel after the first game. Forget it. Take the second one. But
that's one of those no mas.
It was a big day. Look at that. I mean, Texas over Baltimore, 30-3. And by the way, the combined score of both of those games, 39-10. Cleveland scored in double digits. The Dodgers scored 15 runs over the Phillies, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Pittsburgh beat Colorado 11-2.
They hit six home runs.
Yeah, I mean, it was, what in the world is going on in Major
offense.
League Baseball? I think there were, somebody snuck in a bunch of tennis balls that looked like baseballs. They were just launching them, I think, is what happened.
Well, there was a lot of launching going on in Baltimore. That's,
my goodness.
That had to be fun. I was at a game in Cleveland once when the Indians gave up like 26 against Boston. It was Greg Swindell's debut. I remember going up, and the Cleveland fans, when the Red Sox scored 18, they started chanting, "We want 20." Then they got 20, they started chanting, "We want 25." That was funny.
And now they can look back and say, well, gee, we only scored 26. Anyway.
30 runs. That's something.
That's amazing. Chris, thank you very much. It is 6:23 now on 1330 WFIN. Another check of the forecast is coming up next.
This is Bob Lurich.
25,000 BTU air conditioners are starting at just $77 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
The service of ABC Warehouse this time out in the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flood warning remains in effect until 11 this morning. A flash flood watch through this afternoon for Hancock County. Chance of scattered thunderstorms today. Not what we needed to hear, but there it is. Hot and humid, a high of 93 this afternoon. That's going to be very uncomfortable as the cleanup begins, and we don't get a break for the next few days. Slight chance of rain again tonight, very warm and muggy, a low of 72, and then hot and humid again tomorrow, the high of 93, and again, the chance of storms. Now, I'll note that the chance of rain today and tomorrow is rather slight. Well, not rather, it is very slight. There is a better chance that we could see some storms rumble through on Saturday. We'll have to wait and see how it all pans out. But we do get a couple of days break from the rain. We'll have to wait and see what Saturday brings. But again, the heat and humidity is going to be just very uncomfortable as the cleanup and recovery begins after the flooding. Slowly, waters are starting to recede, but still a lot of high water in and around the area. So be aware of that, and especially here before sunrise, if you have to be somewhere, give yourself plenty of extra time. And if you don't have to be anywhere, remember that level three emergency is still in effect. So if you don't have to be on the roads, don't. Just stay home. And keep it right here on 1330 WFIN for the very latest information. 75 degrees right now at 1330 WFIN. It is 6:26 now on this Thursday morning. One note, real quickly. We mentioned the Findlay School's maintenance, ground, and custodian staff need to report this morning to the high school cafeteria at 7. All other employees need to stay home unless contacted, and that includes the staff in services that were scheduled. Those are all canceled. We just to clarify that this morning as well. So that is just one note. Coming up after the news, we'll run through the entire list top to bottom once again and get you completely up to date on all of the latest cancellations and so on. But again, today is one of those days where we need a good laugh. We need a lighter moment or two. And if you think that police officers give special treatment when family members and friends run afoul of the law, think again. That story tops our latest list of news from the back page. Here's ABC's Michael Barr.
In Nevada, an off-duty Elko County Sheriff's deputy was pulled over and charged with driving under the influence. 36-year-old Charlotte Moore knows the person who pulled her over very well. It was her husband, another deputy. According to reports, she allegedly left before a breathalyzer test could be administered. Hubby Mike Moore pulled her over again. This time, he asked for backup. He shortly left after the Elko police arrived. As for Mrs. Moore, she was released from jail and placed on paid leave. You can only imagine what kind of night that was in the Moore household. A 22-year-old woman was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison after she hired a limousine as a getaway car for a 2005 bank robbery. Prosecutors say Yvonne Maurice told the limo driver she missed her flight at the airport in Warwick and needed to head to the bank to withdraw money to pay for the ride. When the driver rolled up to the drive-thru, Maurice got out of the limo and handed the teller a note demanding money. The teller hit the alarm instead. Maurice got back in the limo without the loot and told the driver to go. Authorities say the limo driver was unaware of the robbery attempt. The governor of Arkansas may have to call a special state session to fix a mistake in a law concerning parental consent for marriage. The law was supposed to establish 18 as the minimum age to marry, but allow pregnant teens to marry as long as parents gave their okay. The problem is an extra not was added in the wording of the measure, and it means anyone who is not pregnant can marry at any age. The measure's sponsor, Representative Will Bond, says it's clearly not the intent to allow 10-year-olds or 11-year-olds to get married. The legislation was screwed up. Michael Barr, ABC News.
I thought that was the law in Arkansas. You know, 10 and 11-year-olds could be. I do like the story of the limousine getaway car, renting a limousine when you're going to rob a bank. I mean, if you're going to go in style. I like that. That's... Oh, well, coming up on 6:30, back to reality now. All the latest information coming up in the news, and following the news, we'll run through all of the cancellations and delays that we have, bring you completely up to date as Good Mornings continues.
Another how-to half minute from the home.